Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. So another case, which is on Danube Black Sea Deep Water Navigation Canal in the Ukrainian sector of the Danube Delta. This draft decision concerns the follow-up by Ukraine to decision 6/2. It is related to a submission by Romania in 2004, so it's about 15 years ago, concerning compliance by Ukraine with regard to construction of the Bystroye Canal project. In decision 6/2, the MOP requested Ukraine to adopt relevant legislation and thus to implement the convention and to stop works to repeal final decisions and to take necessary steps to bring the project into compliance with the convention. So two parts, legislative and the project. Consequently, draft decision before you presents committee's evaluation of these two points. With regard to legislative developments in Ukraine, the committee was pleased to note that in July 2018, the law on EIA had entered into force. A number of secondary legislation have also been developed and adopted. The committee found that the law is generally in compliance with the convention. Following the information from Ukraine, the rest of the secondary legislation soon is going to be adopted too. With regard to the project itself, the committee noted that only limited steps have been taken to bring the Bystroye Canal project into full compliance with the convention. It also noted that the continuation of dredging activities by the government of Ukraine constitutes a further breach of its obligations under the convention. On the positive note, the committee was very pleased to note that the declaration of Ukraine of its genuine wish to bring the Bystroye Canal project into full compliance with the convention. In this regard, Ukraine developed a roadmap and discussed it with the committee in March 2018 here in Geneva. In this roadmap, Ukraine declares its readiness to stop works, to repeal the final decisions, to conduct an assessment of the damage to the environment, and to develop a plan for compensatory and mitigation measures. Committee considers that the roadmap is a good basis for bringing the project into full compliance with the convention. Even though the list of steps presented in the roadmap is not exhaustive. At this point, I would like to thank a distinguished delegation of Ukraine and Deputy Minister, Mr. Mykola Kuzio, in person. Having said that, the committee invites that the roadmap would not stay as declaration only and urges to implement it without delay. Taking into consideration that since March 2018, only limited steps have been made by Ukraine, the committee recommends the meeting of the parties to keep the caution to the government of Ukraine issued at its fourth session effective, and reiterates its request to the government of Ukraine to bring the project into full compliance with the convention. Finally, it recommends to encourage Ukraine and Romania to cooperate in this process in light of the roadmap and in preparing the bilateral agreement to implement the convention. Before concluding, I would like to stress that when finalizing this draft decision, the committee took into account comments by Ukrainian delegation to draft decision 7/2 at the MOB7 in Minsk, information from Ukraine since June 2017 up to September 2018, results of the informal consultations with the delegation of Ukraine at the committee's session in March 2018. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.